A word for you from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. This is the most famous prophecy of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and about his death. The plan of salvation revealed here in this chapter, it starts by marveling that so few believe the report, and that there are so few to whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed. It would be expected that this mighty salvation, this doing the impossible, saving sinners from sin, because God had declared, and it is an eternal law, that the wages of sin is death. But look how Jesus Christ identifies with us. At the beginning of verse 2 it says, he will grow up as a tender plant out of dry ground, in the place which is dried up, impossible, no hope. And that is the sinner's condition. That is what it's like without God's salvation, the rain, the life, his breath, his spirit in us. And Jesus Christ, it says, had no form or comeliness, so that when we see him, when Jesus the Messiah appears, he will not be attractive to look upon. And God decided to do it that way so that we would not see him as something beautiful. It's not like the paintings or statues that you might see in churches and on walls. It takes and makes a point about the fact that Jesus Christ was not a beauty to wonder at. There is no beauty at the end of verse 2 that we should desire him, because God wanted it based completely on his work, his grace revealed to us. That's why it says in verse 1, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The Lord wanted to reveal his grace through our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we see his grace, we see the marvelous beauty of God, even in the ugliness of what happened. Our Easter message, what God did for us, the Son of God dying upon the cross, becoming a curse for us. Before this chapter, at the end of chapter 52, it says that many were astonished at his visage, at his face, which was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. It makes a point out of the fact that Jesus Christ was to be cruelly treated. He was born into poverty and dryness, into a desert, you could say, which is our condition. But he was to become even worse for mankind, you and me. Our sins was going to mar his visage. Any beauty that he might have had was going to be spoiled because of the death of sin. And that's God's way of salvation.